AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Did he practice crashing a passenger plane? Investigators are revealing new information this morning about the German Wings plane crash last March that killed all 150 people on board. The co-pilot deliberately flew the plane into a mountain in the French Alps. We knew that, but our Angela Charleston reports from Paris that French investigators are now reporting on some strange behavior by the co-pilot on a flight earlier that day.
The co-pilot of the German Wings flight appeared to have rehearsed a controlled descent on his previous flight. This is according to a new report from French investigators released today. On the previous flight, this was just 2 hours before the flight that crashed, he repeatedly, five times over a four-minute period, set the plane into a descent mode and then brought it back up again.
Experts say there's no professional explanation for that. Now to the Islamic State group, which is claiming responsibility for last weekend's shooting at a Prophet Muhammad cartoon contest in suburban Dallas. The evidence does not indicate that the militants directed the attack on a security guard, according to the head of the House Homeland Security Committee. Congressman Michael McCaul says instead it appears the two gunmen were inspired by the Islamic State group. Police shot the two gunmen dead after they wounded the security guard. Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake will announce a new partnership between the city and the Justice Department today after yesterday's visit from Attorney General Loretta Lynch. No details yet. Attorney General Lynch told Baltimore police officers she respects them and their career choice.
You have picked the one that lets you go out every day and say, I'm going to help somebody. And despite how people may want to choose to characterize you, hold on to that as you go out on patrol every day.
She also met privately with the family of Freddie Gray. This is AP Radio News. The Reverend Junipero Serra will be declared a saint of the Roman Catholic Church. The word is official this morning. Pope Francis announced 4 months ago that he would canonize the controversial 18th century missionary during his upcoming visit to the United States. Our Nicole Winfield is in Rome with the controversy.
The Catholic Church considers Serra to be a great evangelizer and a model for today's Hispanics. So they are hoping that this canonization will provide them with a role model. However, there has been and will probably be more protests from Native Americans who consider Serra to be part of the colonization machine that wiped out much of the indigenous population.
A British financial trader accused of setting off a flash crash in U.S. stocks in 2010 from his home in London has appeared in court to fight extradition to the U.S., saying he didn't do anything wrong. Navinder Singh Sarau says he was just good at his job. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.